जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीचन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय विष्णुपाद परमचकाचार्य श्रोदर्शक श्री श्रीमद एस डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्रीपाद जय विष्णुपाद परमचकाचार्य श्रोदर्शक श्री श्रीमद एस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सुरेश ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद नामाचार्य श्री हरदास प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय कलिग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी सरडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 28 ज्ञान योग टेक्स्ट 43 योगं निशेवतो नित्यं योगं निशेवतो नित्यं कायश्चेत् कल्पतां यत् कायश्चेत् कल्पतां यत् तच्छद्ध ध्यान मतिमान तच्छद्ध ध्यान मतिमान योगं उत्सृज्य मत्परा योगमुत्सृज्यमत्परा योगं निषेवतो नित्यम् कायश्चेत् कल्पताम् इया न श्रद्धाध्यान न मतिमान् योगमुत्सृज्यमत्परा योगं निषेवतो नित्यम् कायश्चेत् कल्पताम् इया न श्रद्धाध्यान न मतिमान् योगमुत्सृज्य मत्परा word meaning yogam, the practice of yoga, nishevata, of one executing, nityam, regularly, kaya, the material body, chet, even it, kalpatam, fitness, iyat, attains, tat, in that, shraddhyat, take faith, na, does not, matiman, who is intelligent, yogam, the system of mystic yoga, utsrujya, giving up, Matpara, the devotee dedicated to me. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Although the physical body may be improved by various processes of yoga, an intelligent person who has dedicated his life to me does not place his faith in the prospect of perfecting his physical body through yoga, and in fact he gives up such procedures. Forward. A devotee of the Lord keeps his body fit by eating nourishing Krishna prasadam, by maintaining a clear and regulated life free from unnecessary anxiety, and by chanting and dancing before the deity of the Lord. When a devotee is sick, he accepts medical treatment by normal methods. But beyond this, there is no need to absorb one's mind in the physical body in the name of so-called yoga practice. Ultimately, one must accept the destiny that has been ordained by the Lord. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्ते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो बिफोर बिगिनिंग एज द etiquette of this lockdown, we need to offer our gratitude to all the devotees who are serving to fight this corona battle, and all those who are affected, devotees, non-devotees, everyone, we need to remember them for their well-being, that they come out of this phase very quickly, although it is getting delayed a lot, but we can see that it's a big pandemic all over the world, and GBC also has made kind of resolution that before we speak in any public forums, we should remember all of them, pray for their well-being physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And even our doctors, Bhaktivedanta doctors, they are our corona warriors, because every day they are risking their lives going in that battlefield. They don't know what is going to happen, and they are taking such big risk and trying to save the lives of others without any selfish motives, completely selfless service. It's a big risk they are taking. So we have to pray for the well-being of all our doctors, nurses, ward boys, and all those who are involved in that mission. And of course the doctors all over the world, because there are many other doctors also, those who are in the battlefield. So this is all happening. And what is the purpose? We are trying to bring our health back. Right? Health is at such a big risk. And one virus has created such big havoc. We can imagine. One virus, which is so small in size, but it has such big power, tremendous power it has exhibited. Countries are getting locked down, economy is getting down, and entire infrastructure of countries is falling short. Medical resources and human strength resources, everything is falling short to fight against one disease. That is the power of one jivatma. One jivatma can affect in such a big way in the material level. So this is just at a gross level. We can imagine or understand or witness the impact of this deadly disease. And what to speak of other diseases, subtle diseases, which are affecting the entire universe, the material world. And the soul who is by nature very, very pure, spiritual, completely happy, has been put into this material world. And the nature of this disease is that we don't realize that we are diseased. That is a problem of this material world. And somehow that we are in this material world struggling to come out. At least devotees, they realize that this is not a healthy situation. And we need to come out of this, because the entire material world is, we can understand that entire material universe needs complete sanitization. Right? We can understand that from all over the world universe, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, Punaravartino Arjuna, that wherever we may go in the material world, down to Patal Loka, to Swarga Loka, or even Brahma Loka, birth, death, old age, disease is going to happen to everyone. All souls have been given this material body. Some have been given different species where they don't have any choice. It's completely locked down situation. They can't come out of it easily till they die and evolve to the next level. But the human form of life has been given that special prerogative. And we can achieve that state in the human form of life. We can become free from this lockdown condition. It depends upon our free will. If we exercise our free will, pray to the Lord, then Lord will send His help. And one can come out of this lockdown situation. But if one continues without taking the medicine, then what happens? Lockdown 3.0. Looks like lockdown also has some kind of upgradation versions. 1.0 was there, second 2.0 was there, now 3.0 has come. We don't know how many versions are going to come. Right? It's increasing. Every month there is new version coming. And we have to upgrade ourselves. We have to upgrade to the new norms. Follow it more carefully. If you don't follow, then next version becomes more stricter, more stringent. This is the situation. If we practice bhakti in the early stage, Prahlad Maharaj explains that kaumaram acharet prajnam, that one should practice right from the beginning. Then it is like you are in the beginning lockdown situation. We know that, yes, this material world is not the right place. and somehow other I have to get out of it very fast. If someone can understand this Krishna consciousness movement at the very beginning of one's life, they can be freed very soon. So lockdown 1.0. Kaumaram acharet prajna. Understand Krishna consciousness. Therefore we have children's program giving Krishna consciousness right from the beginning, at least to have some glimpse of higher life. There is something higher, developing a taste for serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna. And in that way they can grow and develop into nice devotees, where they are more spiritually strong to fight against the various onslaughts of material world, energy. Then comes the yavan stage. If somebody has not practiced Krishna consciousness at the beginning of their lives, then at least practice when somebody is in their youths, so that when they take up various responsibilities in their lives, then they are able to handle the different levels of stress and at least do some adjustment in the life, right? Because, and therefore we have so many youth programs happening that bringing youths to Krishna consciousness, so that they take this process seriously, perfect their lives, and don't come back again in this material world. One time somebody asked Srila Prabhupada that, why you are trying to preach to these youths? You should preach to old people. So then Prabhupada told that in the universities, in the colleges, which type of people are inducted? Who take admission in the colleges and universities? They are the youths. Why they take admission? Because they have a lot of energy, they have a lot of intelligence, they can make their life, career, and therefore we induct all the youths in the colleges and universities. So Srila Prabhupada told that, yes, we are also giving spiritual knowledge. This is our spiritual university. And when they take up the Krishna consciousness in their early lives, then they are more stronger and they can practice. And old age is not the time to go to college and study. Some people may do it also. Some have a lot of passion to study even at their old age. One lady, somebody sent a video that after completing her family responsibilities, marrying the daughter and children, she started studying Sanskrit. And she is a good Sanskrit teacher, and when she goes to school, so many children, they just love her classes. So somebody can exhibit that even in the old age also. But there are very exceptions. So old age is for revision. Old age is for revision, not starting the course. So those who are fortunate, they should take the process very seriously. One should not wait till one becomes old. Srila Prabhupada also has been so many times requesting that one should not wait till the fag end of their lives. Very few people can become serious in their old age. Very few. Because the mind is so fixed now. That is not accepting the new concepts and various intricacies of spiritual life, and that sensitivity, and so many qualities are needed to understand the finer and finer things of Srimad Bhagavatam. So which are quite difficult in the old age. It is not impossible, but it is difficult. And Srila Prabhupada at other time also explains that as soon as one realizes its importance, its urgency, one should take up the process very, very seriously. Because we don't know how much time we have been given in this material world. And Srimad Bhagavatam is like the medicine. This is a medicine one has to take every day. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada instituted this process of Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. To hear Srimad Bhagavatam, every day one should hear and attentively hear without seeing who is a speaker or who is not a speaker. Sometimes we have our choices that we decide, okay, if so and so speaker is there, then only I will hear. Or I will switch off my TV or whatever in it. But Srimad Bhagavatam is the powerful medicine. And it is not the power of the speaker, but it is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam that when somebody hears attentively, that changes the heart of the listener. And we can see so many examples. Parikshit Maharaj, he heard it from Shukadeva Goswami. It was the life and death situation. Only 7 days, nothing to do. He can't do anything. And it was destined, it was already predicted that he is going to die within 7 days. So there was no time to waste going here and there, trying to find out who is the right speaker, why is the Shukadeva Goswami, I want to hear from somebody else. Where is available? Take it seriously. We don't have choice. If somebody has a, now to this time, gets detected with this disease of corona, does the patient have a choice of choosing the doctor? Whoever is available, take the medicine urgently. One should not think that, oh, this doctor doesn't look good. He's not handsome. I want some good doctor. He is a very old doctor. I want some young person. No. We are patient. When we accept that we need the medicine urgently, whoever may be the doctor, we need to take the medicine very seriously. Then, through that process, the purification will start. We will start becoming more healthy spiritually. So therefore, it is very, very important to go to the basics again and again. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam goes to the basics. Srimad Bhagavatita, Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the basic, it will take us to the basics. It will remind us our original position. It will remind us our condition in this material world. We can realize what is our condition in this material world. And there is an urgency to take the medicine. And at least the devotees have come to this realization that this material world is not the right place. And we need medicine to come out of it. And we can see that here in this verse, Lord Krishna is telling about yoga. Yoga, he's almost rejecting the yoga process. Yoga process of the regular yoga process which people are following, Ashtanga yoga, bodily postures and all. So, why Lord Krishna is rejecting that? Because Krishna is giving here something higher. There something higher than the, what is the regular yoga. In today's time, yoga has become very, very popular. It's the most searched word in Google most of the time, right? Almost like yoga has become a very, very most searched word. And people are searching for yoga, trying to understand the need of going more deeper, body health, especially the health consciousness. We can see that why somebody wants to remain healthy, physically, mentally, emotionally, intellectually, and ultimately spiritually. And in the outside world, most of the people, they are thinking that by becoming physically healthy, we can be completely happy. And therefore, there is so much of urgency or need to have good physical health. Because if we have healthy body, then we can have everything around us. We can be happy, we can be enjoying life. And that's how it has been projected, that we need to have good physical health. That is one aspect of becoming happy. Then there are certain people, those who have realized that it is not just the physical health that gives me happiness. It is the more internal, one has to go more inside. If my mind is not happy, my mind is disturbed, then I have everything. I have a lot of wealth, a lot of food to eat, people around me to help, but my mind is disturbed. So they are not happy. Therefore, we can see that there are so many problems happening. Depression, anxiety, these are all problems coming because they have not taken care of their mental health. Mind, how to deal with one's own mind. It cannot be dealt with easily. It is very difficult to train the mind. Mind keeps demanding so many things. And if we keep supplying on the gross level, it could be hazardous. It could bring one can become unhealthy. One can become diseased if one keeps supplying whatever mind wants. And in the whole world, actually, the concept of happiness or health has been so misdirected. Now, we can just get a glimpse of what is happening around. That after the second lockdown, they just release, they just relax things. And they thought that economy is going down. Country needs economy to survive. And what they did, first what they did to restore the economy, open the liquor shops, wine shops, right? So I was thinking that what is happening in the society? Even at the leadership level, at the top level, they are thinking that if we open the liquor shop, people will consume liquor and that will bring the money and that will sustain the economy and again we can be happy. But again, it is a misdirected. Because people have been put this kind of addictions and they can't just stop it. They just cannot survive without it. It's like a restlessness if you don't get. They are feeling restless. How much deep it has gone actually. That they were protesting against lockdown. What is the source? What is the remedy for our disease of the bigger problem? There were demand for opening the liquor shops, and that's how they have been open. So people have been so much misdirected that if you drink, you'll be happy. But they don't realize that it is they are drinking poison. It's a poison. Janiya shunya vichakhainu. Our acharyas explain that have deliberately eaten poison by taking this mortal world, mortal life or mortal body. And people are going and they are mixing, there are crowd around the shops, and they have forgotten that this another disease is waiting for them. It is just round the corner. And if they get infected, they can die within few days. They can't see that, because they are so addicted to drinking. They want that only. Without that they cannot survive. So that is the sign, that is the how Kali Yuga has advanced. Kali Yuga is just trying to make everyone a customer. How to make a customer? Kali Yuga is very expert in that. You drink, you become Kali Yuga's customer. You eat meat, you become Kali Yuga's customer. You do gambling or illicit sex, you are a disciple of Kali Yuga. So that is a problem. The entire world, Kali Yuga is trying to bring under its control. And what devotees are trying to do? Devotees are trying to rescue such souls. And we can imagine that this just one disease of corona has taken so much of resources of the entire world, and still it is falling short. So what to speak of fighting against the deadly diseases of Kali Yuga? The entire resources of the entire universe may be falling short to save one soul. Because if one, that soul has been so much addicted, so much conditioned, so much, made unconscious, that one is not even able to think that what is normal health, how I can be really healthy. One has been completely mesmerized. One is not even allowed to have that kind of education, that how you can become really healthy. And I was reading one book, and in that it has been explained that how there is a nexus between medical industries and, or the pharmaceutical industries and meat industries. People are marketed, or so much of meat, how they can consume, it has been projected, and people are eating meat and they don't see that there is a sin involved, their bodies are getting disease. As long as you become a good consumer, you continue eating. And pharmaceutical companies, what they are doing, they are telling that, okay, you come to us. You have some problem after eating so much, you come to us, we give a pill and you become alright. They are not telling that you stop eating this junk food. Don't make your body as a graveyard. Nobody is telling them. Keep eating, don't worry. As long as you are a patient, you keep coming to me and paying the bill. Keep eating. I will give you a pill to become alright. And that's how Kali Yuga has reached to that level. It has broken the foundation of morality and ethics. What is good and what is bad, even that is also not given to people. That this way you can become healthy. No, you keep telling lies. That is all right. As long as you make money, you keep telling lies. So even if you broke some moral principle, it is all right. Because you are making money. So how much people's thinking have been changed. There have been so much of brainwashing going on. And here Srimad Bhagavatam is trying to give this message of what is the highest level of health, how you can be really healthy. Srimad Bhagavatam is not something which was spoken by somebody and written down, and it is a Purana and keep the old stories in Puranas. No, it is very, very relevant. And it is bringing us to that higher level of consciousness. Because we are not just the material body. As a soul, we are operating at different levels simultaneously. We are operating at the gross level because we have physical body in the material world. So we need to take care of it. But whatever basic needs one should provide, and it should be according to the scriptures, according to the directions given in the scriptures, then one will not get incurred into the subtleties of karma. Then we have mind. So mind also needs to be taken care. And one should know how to handle one's mind. And Srimad Bhagavatam explains that you have to regulate the mind right from very beginning. Tasmadav indriyana dav nyamya bhartar shabha. Right from the beginning, one should try to control the mind. It is not that when everything is gone to level 3 or community disease has spread, then one can think of controlling the mind. Of course, the process is very powerful. If one takes the process very intensely, very seriously, one can get cured. But if one has already a sufficient time, then one should take this process very nicely. And the demands of the mind one should regulate. And our acharyas also have given that accept things which is favorable to Krishna, reject things what is unfavorable to Krishna. And even sometimes mind may want something, but one should regulate. And in that way one can have control over the mind. Then we are operating at the intelligence level. We have intelligence, at least some intelligence is there. And we have different intellectual needs. And some, they may forgo their physical needs, but when they take to the knowledge aspect, or they start getting some good books, they start reading, they forget about eating, sleeping. That's the intellectual hunger is there. And one has to dovetail that in Krishna's service by taking the highest knowledge, which will develop our spiritual intelligence. And these scriptures, they bring us to that level. They start developing our spiritual intelligence. One starts seeing more clearly what is wrong, what is right, how everything should be organized in a proper way. They start developing that kind of vision. So in that way, one can dovetail one's intelligence in Krishna's service. It is also explained that prayana arthe dhya vacha. Right. that one should give one's life to Krishna, one should give one's money to Krishna, one should serve Krishna through one's intelligence, one should serve the Lord with one's words. So once someone starts connecting in that way to the higher levels, then one starts seeing that there is definitely change happening. When I go more inside, I do my internal homework, then I can see the difference outside. If I'm inside disturbed all the time, then how can I tell others that how to control the mind? When I am stressful and I am giving seminars on controlling the stress, it is not going to work. So therefore one has to be internally content, internally happy to have the change outside. And as a spirit soul, there is a different need, because we are all spirit souls. And spirit soul has its own need, and that is to connect with the Supreme, to serve the Lord, to perform devotional service to the Lord. It is like watering the root of the tree. When you water the root of the tree, then all its branches, flowers, fruits, they are all going to get nourished. Similarly, when somebody serves the Supreme Lord, then automatically one can feel that inner satisfaction. And therefore we can see that during this time, pujaris were not getting sufficient flowers. And Krishna is not getting the flowers, but they are getting affected. They are feeling, why I cannot offer flowers to Krishna? So when you don't serve the Lord properly, you are also getting affected. So there is so much of emotions are involved, spiritual emotions are involved. And there is a connection at that level. And therefore we can see that even our trees in our compound, garden, they also could feel that, and they have started giving flowers. Right? How much these trees are reciprocating with the devotion of the devotees. Kadamba flowers of Vrindavan Kadam, Bengali Kadam, both trees are giving chafa flowers, and all that, which is that jasmine trees and sadafuli and all that, they started giving flowers. They could not even bear that pain of Krishna is not getting the flowers, and devotees are suffering because of that. So there, how much they are reacting, how much they are reciprocating. So when we have that consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then we can perceive it. Krishna consciousness cannot be hidden. We cannot hide our Krishna consciousness. It will manifest somewhere. So, and that is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, to develop that Krishna consciousness. Here Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava that I have given so much of knowledge. And in this chapter, in fact, he has summarized everything. This Jnana Yoga is a summary of all the knowledge what he had given. And here, now this chapter is ending tomorrow, but he is giving the essence of everything. So the message is becoming more and more crisp. What is the most essential things Lord Krishna is telling? So therefore, one should know that this is a conclusion. Now Krishna is going to depart. Krishna is going to leave Uddhava. And he is going back to his spiritual world. So this is the most essential things he is giving. Just don't worry about anything. You worship me. You serve me with devotion. And do not worry about anything. What will happen? and in that way you will come to me. Krishna is giving assurance. And therefore, one should have complete faith in the process. That this is a process, what Krishna has given. And this process is working at all times. Here, I was just explaining that how Kaumara and Prahlad Maharaj was explaining that Prahlad, Kaumara Macharit Pradnya, childhood one should practice Krishna consciousness, in youth one should practice Krishna consciousness, and even in old age one can practice Krishna consciousness. One should not have any fear of old age. What will happen to me in the old age? Sometimes our brahmacharis, they get too much overwhelmed with such thoughts. And instead of taking the process more seriously, they give up the process. That is very sad. Is Krishna not powerful to protect you one in the old age? Uddhava was at the fag end of his life. Even he had become quite old, but still he is practicing bhakti. So one has to accept oneself, yes, that I'll become old and there'll be disabilities and there may be challenges, but the process of bhakti is very strong. It is very, very powerful. And one should not give up the process when one is just coming to end. He's just completing the entire race. He ran a big marathon and just few meters are remaining. And one is giving up the process. That should not happen. So therefore, those devotees, and this kind of faith one has to develop. One has to develop the faith that even in my old age I will practice bhakti. I have to remain humble. That is a price one has to pay in the association of devotees, because that will attract the mercy of the Lord. And material energy is also very, very powerful. It will make a devotee more proud. When somebody is getting more position, power, everything, material energy will try to provide everything just to make one proud. Because then one material energy knows that once this soul becomes proud, then he will start offending others. When one offends others, then he will give up bhakti. That is a trap of maya. So one should be extremely careful not to get affected by such allurements. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada also has been so exemplary, so made the process very simple for us. Even in his old age, he took such a big risk and gave us the process of Krishna consciousness, gave us the books, gave us his temples, his followers, his disciples. So when we gratefully accept the gifts given by our acharyas, then we will develop our spiritual health. When we develop our spiritual health, then we'll not have any fear of material energy. And that will happen in the association of devotees by fine-tuning our consciousness. One has to be extremely careful to keep our consciousness at the proper level. In the physical level, one has to see that his physical body is fit. But for a spiritual warrior, it is most important to have check on consciousness. Whether my consciousness is right, whether I am developing the proper humble service attitude, am I respecting everyone, am I feeling humbler than blade of grass, or is it at the beginning of one's Krishna consciousness that we feel very humble, okay, Prabhu, Prabhu, give me some service, and after coming, we become Prabhu. Right? So, one has to maintain the consciousness always. And Krishna is noting everything. Krishna is noting down everything. He knows everybody. What we do, what we think. And therefore, human life is given to broaden our horizons, broaden our visions, broaden our consciousness. And in that way, one will become fully Krishna conscious. And one will develop real spiritual health. Hare Krishna. I will not go over time. I think already 2 minutes I have gone over time. But I will not take extra time. Anybody has any questions or comments? You can ask. Grantharashim Bhagavatam ki chai. Shri Prabhupada ki chai.